All right. I'm Tom Rober on the WGXC Afternoon Show with the members of Japanther.
Hello.
Hi.
Ian Vanek and Matt Riley.
That's right.
You want to let people know who's who?
My name is Ian.
My name is Matt.
And you are in artist in residency at the Wave Farm here in Accra all week.
That's right.
And you're playing tonight, Tuesday, in Albany at Valentine's, too.
That's right, yeah.
That's the post-Christian Rome show?
Yeah, neo-post-Christian Rome. We had pre-Christian Rome, where they were eating zebras and vomiting, you know, and having big feasts. And then we had Christians, and, you know, they killed him. And then we had 2,000 years of people in Florida and, you know, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and people like that. And now that's almost over. We have 2012. We have a few more months. I think we're at 5 months now, or six more months or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we should see the Four Horsemen, and that's going to be exciting. But then we're going to be in the neo post-Christian Roman times, and we're really excited to be at a place like the Wave Farm, because that's where, you know, things will get interesting in the neo post-Christian Rome times. So,
all right. And can you give our listeners that don't know Japanther, what is Japanther all about?
Japanther was a kind of a little art project / punk band performance silkscreen project that Matt and I started in Brooklyn in early 2001 as a way of just kind of passing the time and doing logos and silkscreens and posters. And we came in contact with Free 103. I'm not even really sure how we ever met the people at Free 103.
It's probably a Rush show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Could have been.
during the Geddy Lee solo, there was sparks there. So, we got to play a lot of shows at Free 103, and that was just a good, like, you know, you could kind of see sparks fly as you saw a lot of performers there play, in a small, like, you know, it's so hot that you can kind of see back into the Christian Roman times. Want to say something? but yeah, Free 103 was really fun, and we just maintained contact with the people there and have felt so lucky to watch them kind of blossom into a community radio station of WGXC, you know, and to kind of take on the FM world and to be really used to such a wide variety of people is exciting. For us to just be around that community is inspiring, you know, so we're just working every day here in the yard with power tools and drum sets and bass guitars and playing on the radio with our friends at night and playing in the woods with power tools during the day. It's really, really exciting.
And what are you building out there in the woods?
It's a remote audio outpost. It's a place where you can record and transmit small audio recordings that are made on a rotary telephone that's been, you know, kind of circuit bent and resoldered by our friends at Cable Smith. They were here with us, Jason Rutherford at Cable Smith, and Gardner Allen is our head builder with wood and metal. So we have the goal of building a structure that will last 25 years and be this remote audio outpost here at the Wave Farm. You can get a little solitude and maybe make a recording that you would not otherwise be able to make, you know, with some solitude and some real peace and some real natural, getting the benefit of this really gorgeous natural environment. So.
And it's an A-frame.
That's right.
People want to visualize it at home.
A small 8x10 A-frame with a corrugated tin siding, made of pressure-treated wood and some nice different scrap elements. And it's just in a gorgeous little meadow, so it's really very peaceful.
In front of many different kinds of moss.
That's right, yeah. Like 5 or 6 types of lichen are growing in this nice little patch of sun with birch. And it's really just, you know, majestic. And we feel really, really lucky to be here in August of 2012. Right before the neo pre-Christian Roman times.
So. And again, give everybody the details of the show tonight at Valentine's.
It's a doors at 8 p.m. at Valentine's in Albany with Get Vicious, which is a rap duo from Albany there. We know a lot of people who produce rap music in Albany. It's kind of upstate New York is a little bit more into rap than the city is into, you know, kind of rock and what I don't know how you call it. Maybe a little bit trendier things. Albany keeps it...
Alternative.
Alternative music. Thank you. Yeah. Matt Riley chiming in for the first time in the conversation. with the alternative music in the city, Albany and Troy, maybe keep it a little bit more real to hip hop.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. So we know a lot of people who produce hip hop up there, but it's kind of a similar thing of like getting to know the people at Free 103, where you feel out someone that's really into a different scene than you, but you can feel a similar spirit and do what you do in the same room comfortably, because you know there will be, you know, that spirit will be felt, and it's a very exciting thing. So we feel that same friendship with these people at Pig Food Records in Albany, who do these, you know, just work really hard on really great underground hip hop, and then work at their jobs as chefs down the street. And it really, they basically kind of run Albany as far as the restaurant game is concerned. So pretty great crew of people, and we're excited to perform with them. But we're going to take the take the proceeds from that show and put it into the remote audio outpost. That was one of the reasons we really wanted to take a show, is that they offered us a little bit of money, and we thought that would be a great way for us to have a budget here on top of what we were offered from the Free 103. So,
all right, and so again, that's tonight at a little after 8.
That's like 30 sentences.
Tonight at Valentine's.
It explains one thing.
And and you also made this WGXC station ID or theme song thing.
You want to explain
what that is? We'll like, play that after this. And
well, the Casio Rap Man is a...
Tom, we used your Casio Rap Man.
We used Tom Rowe's Casio Rap Man.
But
we also decided last night that Rap Man is a really hard character that's from maybe Cincinnati or something, but... He travels around, Rap Man.
Philly.
He might be from Philadelphia. He's a really tough card.
He's tough.
So we were producing some psychedelic rap music with the WGXC theme in mind, just kind of screwing around trying to find a place to start where we could fit into this community of people making and producing radio. And
Rap Man made it all the way out to the woods, accompanied by the...
Boy Scout John and Grimace, who are two of the characters who make those rap mixtapes up in Albany and stuff. So we made some rap music up in the woods last night. It was really fun.
The Moon Shanty Chanters.
We also started an old-timey Irish band of Irish men with big white beards who chant at the moon.
Well, maybe we can get you a gig over in East Durham later.
Yeah, right? That whenever you need to book us.
All right, well, you guys need to get up to Albany, so we'll let you go, and we'll play this recording that you made last night then.
Wonderful. Thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks, Japanther, on the WGXC Afternoon Show.